USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All I ask is that these cities that are having difficulty, if they call us, if they request that we send the National Guard, they will be there instantaneously.
President Trump delivering that message while speaking at FEMA headquarters. And as far as President Trump sending the National Guard to Kenosha, Wisconsin, Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth.
Since Wednesday, the entire atmosphere of Kenosha has changed dramatically as far as the people. The crowds last night were small. There was a few hundred people, and they walked peacefully through Kenosha. They did exactly what they wanted to do as far as the protest to make people know their concerns.
Hurricane Laura is now a tropical storm. At least five people in Texas and Louisiana have died from the storm. This is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Iron.
Minnesota Mayor Jacob Frey says he quickly released a video of an officer-involved shooting to try to stop violence from spreading. He says peaceful protesters have good intentions, but others do not. Police in Minneapolis spotted a homicide suspect last night near a mall. The man was confronted by videos and shot himself. Releasing the video did not help, as rioting and looting took place at businesses such as Walgreens, Target, and numerous liquor stores and a Ruth Chris steakhouse. The weekly jobless numbers are out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Economic reports released this morning, one of them showing the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits did drop by 98,000 last week to 1 million. But economist Joel Naroff says there are still jobs being lost.
The next employment report will be released on September 4th, and given the high number of job losses, it could be a lot less than hoped for.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on Thursday said during her weekly press conference that Joe Biden should not debate President Trump. Speaking on MSNBC, Vice President Biden says,
as long as the commission continues down the straight and narrow as they have, I'm going to debate him. Now I know for certain that they're going to, I'm going to be a fact checker on the floor while I'm debating him, in fact. But look, the one thing that's gone on so far is the vast majority, with notable exceptions, of the news media have been fact-checking the things they've been saying during the convention. And it's just one lie after another. Lying, one after another. But the debates are going to take place.
A terrorist learns his fate in court. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns explains.
Britton Tarrant, the white supremacist who live-streamed his massacre of 51 people at two New Zealand mosques last year, was sentenced to life in prison without parole. It's been called the worst atrocity in that country's modern history. Tarrant showed little reaction as the judge handed down the decision. It was an emotional four-day hearing in which surviving victims and relatives of the deceased confronted the gunman. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.